Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Sometimes, you know, people are like, what are you going to do if you're hanging from a cliff? I always go, die.
Let go.
Accept my fate.
If I'm hanging from a cliff, I am not expecting myself to pull me up and save myself. I'm picturing me above the Grand Canyon just like this. I'm like, let it go. Bye.
It's like,
that's crazy.
Like, sometimes our brother goes like, what would you do if there was like a zombie apocalypse or like some shit like that? I'm like, kill myself.
Lay down. Wait. order food and just like cancel my credit card.
I literally go like, I would like, I don't know, kill myself. I'd probably take my own life. Yeah. Like at that point, just out of like sheer convenience. Like he's like, you wouldn't want to fight? I'm all, for what?
Like, for what?
At that point?
Because like, don't zombies turn other people into zombies?
Yeah.
So it's just like, their side's only multiplying, bitch.
Yeah, like, what are the odds that you're going to kill? And even if, like, I don't want to live in the afterworld of that.
No.
Reincarnate me when the
world's
rebuilt.
I could barely
rebuilt.
Do COVID, like, quarantining. You're telling me all my windows have to be, like, boarded up and shit?
Oh, my God. When my boyfriend and I
oh, my God. How long?
Oh, nice.
You need to say something. We're talking about just like literally feeding ourselves to the zombies and killing ourselves. All right, we'll see if we leave this in. Alrighty. Hey, these are smaller. Did these shrink? No, it's fine. I just them. No, like the ear cover or that ear. Oh boy, they are. That is. Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that. We're already starting off guns blazing. I'm super excited today because we have a guest, Miss Drew.
Nice to be here.
Love.
I almost said nice to have you. Like,
no, but honestly, like, I feel like that's the vibe. I'm like, you're just so much more official than I am. Oh my God. When I went to her, guys, I was on her podcast.
So fun.
It was so fun. Go listen. It's like a real set. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, come over. You're like, just give me the Addy. And I was like, it's my house. Like, literally my house.
Yeah, I love that, though.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's definitely a vibe.
Right?
It's definitely not your professional setting, though.
That's where I have that to be Jimmy Fallon.
I know.
Here, I'm just a jester.
I love it. Same. I'm just a big fucking joke. Anyways, before we get into the episode, make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as subscribe to youtube.com/Chris. For the video episodes. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Love and then it. I asked you to bring an organization.
Yeah.
Do you have?
Yeah, I have one. It's what? Like a nonprofit.
I only have one.
I have one. Kidding. Well, he told me on the drive down here when no, I was 20 minutes out.
Okay, 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 okay. Well, last night I got home and found out at 8:13 p.m. that you were like, I can come. And I was like, yes. I was like, bitch, I'm coming. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to send you a list of like everything I need to do.
Yeah.
Or everything that blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, I needed to plug in my car. I needed to text somebody like back. It was like a whole paragraph. And it was just like, anyways.
A lot of excuses. Full, is what I hear.
Well, no, I'm taking accountability. It is all on me. I mean, it was all on me. So I did text you late anyways.
Yeah, it's Project Glimmer. It's a nonprofit organization that supports the empowerment of all women. So they're very intersectional.
Oh, my God.
And they also, if I remember correctly, yeah, they're very inclusive, so they include all women, which I really like.
Love that.
Yeah,
you're like a champion for women, a champion of women. I don't know the preposition or pronoun or no, I know what a pronoun is. What is it for? That's an adverb.
Yeah, a pronoun is like
no, he, yeah, she, no, they. No, I don't. So. I'm just anyways. That is. Thank you, and I'm glad I have a podcast.
Yeah.
The link for that will be down below if you want to learn more or to donate in honor of Drew and me shooting the shit on the couch. I don't know where that sentence was going, so I just kind of said some shit. But what's been new? What's been going on?
Nothing. We both barely survived Coachella.
Yeah, we already dedicated a whole two-hour episode to that. That's in
by
the
skin of our teeth. Barely. That's what I did that. Been filming my show.
Work
shitting on these hoes
the comment
on TikTok
section. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, I'm just like so.
What if you said the completely wrong?
No, that
thing?
Like that is
you're
not
like,
out of.
You're like, what's it called? Call her daddy.
No, I have much more respect for you. Yeah. Wait. What was I gonna say? What have I been up to? Oh, I was in New York. That was fun. You're going to New York.
Yeah, I'm going to New York this weekend for something very fun.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say it. Okay. I know you're looking at me like.
No, I would never.
Fucking die. Have you been to New York before?
Yeah, I have. I've been twice.
Do you like it?
Both for the last. You know what's funny is no, I didn't. But I'm a West Coast girly. Like, I was born and raised over here. So the vibes are just so different.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college and, like, there was a ton of, like, California population. Mm-hmm. There was like a big population was from California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I smoked a little before this. Okay, you caught me.
You caught us. You got it out of me.
I'm like, people are like, oh, I literally didn't notice. You just have this trouble talking daily. Like, every episode is agony, Chris. When I went to college and there were so many California people, they were like, New York is so different. And I was like, what? Because I grew up like 3 hours away. So
it's very different.
And then when winter hit, oh my God, bitches were shook.
Yeah.
You're like, what do I even do?
The Uggs weren't cutting it.
No. But. Oh my God. They're like, hey, literally brought Uggs.
Like, those are as your snowshoes.
Yeah. I'm like,
that would be me, to be honest, because I'm a California girly. But I'm not too fond of shit on the street, like actual human shit on the street. I'm not a big fan of that. So. You seem to have a lot of that over there.
I get that, but I would like to defend. I don't have a single fucking stake in this game. There is so much dog shit on the streets here.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's worse. I guess, like, if we're thinking out loud, human shit.
I would say human feces,
probably. Yeah, no, thank you. Yep. No, I hear it.
That's my expert opinion on that. But I'm not too fond of that. And just, like, this is also very specific, so I don't know. Maybe you can speak to it since you're from the East Coast. But, like, why do they not believe in escalators? When you get on an escalator, you stand. And it takes you. Why do they sprint up and down them like they're stairs? I don't like that.
Because they're in a rush.
They step around you. They don't say, excuse me. I hate it.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, when you get there, you're like, wow, everyone's awful and rude. But, like, when you live there, it really is just so...
It's just normal.
It's just normal.
Well, it's all relative.
Yeah,
because like, you grew up there.
Exactly. But well, like, I didn't grow up in New York.
Well,
like,
no,
just
like
that,
on
like,
the East Coast.
Yeah, that fast pace. Like, I gotta go.
Yeah, like California. Like, people say people in California are rude too. Compared to like somewhere like Oregon. Like, have you been to Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people are so nice there to the point where you go, what? Like, what do you want? Because you're so skeptical about everyone.
Yeah, wait, everyone was really nice in Oregon.
They're like unbelievably nice
I'm
up there.
Like, ooh,
I can't relate.
I need the fluoride in their water because I'm not getting it here.
Yeah. And so like in New York, the escalator thing, I'm like, we're an old
That's
Navy.
So specific.
Relax. You'll get your 2 for $5 flip-flops. You'll get them. Don't worry. Chill out, girl.
That's so specific. I've never heard anyone talk about the escalators.
I'm telling you, all my New Yorkers.
No, but you're so right.
Explain it to me. It's not like, you know that thing at the airport where it's like an escalator on the ground?
Yeah, I love.
And some people are like, that makes sense to me to walk because you're like, we're going somewhere.
Yeah, and you go like twice the speed.
Yeah, we're in the two-story Trader Joe's. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think no, you need to do
you're
that.
You're so right for that.
Oh, it's so, and they're so like, they just don't even say excuse me. They just make noise when they pass you. That happened to me so many times when I was in New York. I was like, fuck this place. I hate this place. Why are you all so rude on escalators? I don't like it. I'm acting like I'm Southern. Like, I'm like, where's the Southern charm? Like,
where's
the
manners?
Yeah. Where's your good old manners? Like, I don't think like that. I'm just like, don't.
No, I get what you're saying. Shoulder check me. Especially because some escalators are so narrow. Like, shits at the airport are wide. Yeah. Like, you can stand and not even, like, have to go and sideways.
Move off. Yeah, people can go around. No, not on an escalator, babe.
Wow, I hope you experience no escalators when you're there next time.
I'm going to make sure of it. I'm going to go to only single-story places. On,
like, GPS, it's like, I want to avoid tolls and I want to avoid side streets. Like, I don't want a single fucking escalator.
If I see one escalator.
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation for 4. Do you have escalators? Never mind. Like, wow.
And then I leave a Yelp review. I would have given this 5 stars. If there wasn't an escalator.
So that's why I had to give it 1. Yelp reviews are insane.
I know.
Do you remember the Yelp reviews that we did on the show? Like, we did, what was that bit even? It was like guessing what it could have been for.
Yeah, like, what kind of business? Where it would actually be Petco, but we would make you guess if it was.
Like Petco like, or like In-N-Out or something.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh my God, Yelp people.
They're so colorful. There's the Yelp reviews. They really are. They'd be writing you a story in there.
No, that's the thing, though. They, like, Bob Ross the picture.
Yeah,
they,
like, you're like, they paint give you me a the picture.
Full scenario.
Yeah, spin me a yarn, babe. I want to hear it. Like, let me hear the lore. Like, there's just characters, there's plots,
there's pictures. Twists. Yeah. When they include pictures to their story, I'm like, thank you so much for the visual. It is so different how I imagined it. Yeah. Like, when they're describing the restaurant, I'm like, oh my God, this is a shithole. What? Thank you for the pick.
Right.
It's incredible. Should we do our first Chris Court? This is the part where you guys can call into 310-844-6459. And you can hit us with any disputes you have. Like, make sure they're, like, legitimate. Not like, so-and-so broke up with me. And do I take him back? I don't care. Okay. I think we all know the answer. No. Okay. Right. So this is for, like, I think mayo and fries is really good, but my best friend doesn't. Ooh. We're in a fight.
Yuck.
Oh, this turned into a real life situation. What do you mean, yuck? Have you tried it?
Mayo on fries?
Are you a mayo girl?
No. Okay. No, babe.
Okay, yeah, I don't know how to even sway you in this aioli? Climate. Are you an aioli girl?
Like garlic aioli?
Yeah, that's an aioli.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, I fuck with garlic.
Okay, so I'm going to blow your mind real quick. That's pretty much mayo.
Is it? Right? Garlic aioli?
Isn't that like mayo with garlic powder?
That's what I thought. Not love.
That's me mayo making garlic eggs. Aioli at my house. Yeah.
Mayo is eggs, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like vinegar.
I'm a honey mustard kind of girly.
Yeah, I am too.
I love spicy like.
Are
stuff.
You a dip girl?
It like what kind of dip are we talking? Like I bean guess dip?
There's like condiment. Oh. The way I just molested this microphone. Oh my God. Bean dip.
Bean dip's
I'm
good.
About to be like, that. We're wrapping. We're going to lunch.
Yeah.
Bean dip. Do we get Mexican after this? I don't know why that's my new thing where I bark. Anyways, I'm so thrown off that you don't like mayo. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fries and mayo goes so hard. Anyways, that's the kind of dispute we're looking for. Just like that stupid or really real shit. But I don't care about your relationship of what if you should get back together, you know? And that's only one example.
There you go.
You can, anyways. What do we got in all store right, today?
I have one that will work as a dispute.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
First of all, I just want to say I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
And also bear with me because I just got my tonsils out. So if I sound insane, that is why. Can't really talk right now, but had to call in because I love you.
Sounds good to me.
So my little dispute is with my sister. I am in a group chat with 2 of my sisters. And basically the situation is, every time I say anything about myself, could be something bad, something good, good news, bad news, anything at all, she literally will turn around and make it about herself. So, like, for example, like I said, I just got my tonsils out. if I'm like, oh my God, I'm having a really bad pain day, she'll be like, oh my God, girl, me too. My stomach hurts. And it's like literally everything though. Like it's constantly happening. If I send a video of me, she'll send a video of her. I send a picture of my dog, she sends a picture of her dog to like, I don't know, put the attention back to her. And I guess my question is like, would that piss you off too? Or am I just being petty?
Okay.
Let me know. Thank you so much, Chris. I love you, love you, love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye. I always love when people like emphasize how much they love me. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. So what is it? Like, are they wrong for feeling annoyed by this?
No, I don't think that's wrong. But I mean, I also think your siblings.
It's like, is your sibling trying to get a rise out of you?
Also, like, what if they're just trying to pull focus? What if they're just like,
well, that's what it sounds
main
like.
Main character energy.
It's like they can't even help it. They're just like, yeah, the star. They're a star is born.
Yeah, I guess there's two lines of thought in my head. Like, one of them would be like, that could be them trying to relate to you and they're just
so true.
Kind of outshining you, or you feel outshined. If that's the case, they're just trying to relate to you, like maybe communicate that to them.
Yeah.
But like the other one is just like they're trying to one up you.
Yeah.
Which both are born out of insecurity. So if you're insecure.
It's like either you're insecure or she's insecure.
Yeah. Or both.
Or both. And you both should go to therapy.
There you go. Highly recommend.
Kind of love that. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah. I feel like it made me think of my sister, and I feel like I might do this, but not on purpose.
Yeah. See, that's exactly.
Oh, that's your cute cat. Look at my bunny. This is what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just like trying to relate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a competition.
Keep the conversation going, maybe. Yeah,
so if she's a younger sibling, that could be why she feels like she's trying to one-up her all the time.
So true.
But if she's an older sibling, she could think like she's just an attention-hungry person.
Yeah. Either or she way. Also is just trying to relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong for being annoyed.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to feel how you feel.
Yeah.
I would just be like, hey, sis, are you doing this? Are you aware that you're doing this?
Yeah.
Like, because it comes off like this, but if not, babe, no worries. Let's go to Revolve Club.
Revolve Fest.
Revolve Fest, whatever the fuck it's called. That is so funny. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's being petty.
No, not at all. I don't think so, but... at the same time, that's why I said you're also siblings, so you're like so close to the fire, you might think it's personal every single time.
Yeah.
Because you're siblings. If it was a friend, would you think that? Or would you be like, that's a weird coincidence? You know what I mean?
I'd probably think the same.
Probably, huh?
I'd be like,
or would you be as annoyed?
Bitch. I'm trying to now think if like I do this or this happens. And I'm like starting to spiral. So now I'm like,
you're like, losing touch.
I'm like, that's a good question. That's a real good question. Like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do we have mail? I think we have mail.
You've got mail.
I just wanted to pull focus from this because I am like, I don't know what's happening. Do you want to read these?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, well, they're really bad handwriting. So I'll read. You read two and I'll read one.
Okay. Do you want me to read it first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I cannot read chicken shit.
No, I just read ahead and I was
are they not crazy?
Yeah, it says, I'm a straight woman. I've never had an orgasm during sex, only with vibrators, been married for almost 10 years.
Oh, I could see that being really real.
How a bummer. You know what I mean? That's what I say to that. That's real bummer, bro.
Oh my God. What? Speak up.
Why? Yeah. Why don't you tell your partner?
10 years, I'd be like, babes, I'm getting nothing from
love.
This.
Nothing. It's a desert down there. Sahara, babe.
Oh, so that's 10 years of faking it?
Or I bet you like, though, it's like so turnkey now. Like she probably doesn't even do anything. And then he's just like, nice.
That's so true. That's she's like, okay, like. Maybe we'll just like get this over as quick as possible. And yeah, then I'll visit the battery department, which is so sad.
Yeah.
Would you break up with or get a divorce after 10 years?
It wouldn't make it to 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you would speak up.
It wouldn't make it 10 minutes. You'd be like, all right,
babe,
no, I'm out of
let
here.
Let me show you how this works.
You
here.
Tell them once, if they don't listen or don't care, then leave. But if you've never told them, you also can't blame them because they can't read your mind.
Yeah.
If you're not being honest.
This education system did not teach men how to do really anything.
No.
All right. The next one we have is, my friends and I got so drunk before graduation that I puked on stage while getting my diploma. That tracks for my audience.
That
really kind of tracks, yeah.
Yeah. That's a, again, cow bummer.
Yeah, I was wasted at graduation, but not like throw up. I was crying across the stage at my graduation.
At your high school graduation?
Oh, is this?
Or did she say college?
Oh, I guess I just, isn't a diploma college? No, a diploma's high school.
High school.
Oh, is it both?
Both, yeah.
Oh, work. Degree. I'm a 3-time diploma award winner.
I think I just assumed.
That's kind of how I feel. People like,
You've been honored by the Academy of Higher
Choice. Education. Yeah, literally. Like, I have a People's Choice. I have a Grammy. I'm like, I have a diploma.
I have two. I have also a diploma and two degrees. Period.
Oh, my God. You went to college?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Not enough people do.
I was so aggressively normal before this happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weren't we all? Mm-hmm. I was like, I really shouldn't have ever been discovered. Like, I was like a weird fanboy. Now I'm gonna make Hillary Duff like dressed up.
Listen,
Valentine's.
At the end of the day, I'm a girl boss and I'm a fan.
Oh no,
girl.
She can't come up on the- yes.
And I'm a fan.
I forgot
girl.
That this is all we talked about on your podcast. We can't bring up Hillary Duff on this one now. Too.
No, we won't.
She's like a disease.
But they
like-
know how we feel about her, and she knows how we feel about her.
I hope not. Oh my God, I hope not. Anyway, what's the third secret?
Okay, let's see.
Ooh, changing subjects.
Let's see. Okay. I was having sex with my boyfriend in high school, and my Apple Watch answered a call from my mom, and she heard too much.
That feels like it can't be real.
Yeah.
I can barely accept a call when I'm trying to on an Apple Watch.
Also, like, have you ever gotten a call on an Apple Watch? That's damn near an earthquake. It shakes so hard.
Babe, that's the vibrator.
That's truly.
That's the pleasure center.
That's a lazy boy, like, type vibrator.
I think that one's the fake one, the Apple Watch.
I agree.
Because the other two are very... Wait, what was the first one?
The first one was she's never had an orgasm.
Yeah, both of those are very believable.
I agree. And the graduation
Apple Watch,
one.
It just is like... But that means I feel like the Apple Watch one definitely happened.
Puking on stage.
Didn't?
Did not.
What?
Oh, man.
Wait, this one I pegged as y'all for, like, on arrival.
That one was just like... so normal that I was like, that one has to be real.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised I haven't seen more YouTube videos of this. You know?
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many graduation fails there are? And I haven't seen a single one of someone like blowing chunks.
Yeah, me either. That's true. We would have
Fuck.
Or at least on Twitter or something.
Yeah, that's so true.
Damn, so this Apple Watch one is real?
I feel like that still can't be real. I mean, like, sure, it was submitted by one of you guys, but are you guys lying?
Listen, be honest.
We're going to have a talk. Are you lying to me? Look me in my eyes. Are you lying? Are you lying? Do not lie. Anyways, I don't know why I go on these fucking random, like, bits.
That's what I love most about you.
No.
That's my favorite kind of
this
humor.
This is why people need to not encourage.
It's committing to the bit and talking about it for 25 minutes.
I could do the whole podcast in that voice. I don't know. I don't know why. I could. I really could.
That's what I do when I copy like men who are like, I just believe that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can drive it out. That's how I talk in my head. That's how I read that shit. You sound so fucking dumb, bro. I just believe that love cannot drive out hate. I'm all done. Why do you hate your mom? Why do you treat your mom like shit then? That's crazy.
And there it is. I'm like, Mike. Look. Although I guess if you're not watching, you don't really get it. I pushed the mic and it swiveled. So. Okay, I'm like really feeling the joint from before time. The joint before time. Can you imagine what a beautiful like cartoon that would be?
Oh
of like
God.
Dinosaurs, but they're just like... Okay,
oh my God,
thank you. Is there any other calls that we need to fix or dispute or... Mom, pick me up. I'm so fucking scared. Now, before we get on with the rest of this shit show, I want to thank one of the sponsors of today's episode, which is Dadgrass. And you guys know that we've worked together before, and I love them. Now, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and very high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. You won't spiral into another dimension or... anything like that. That's for me to do. Thank you. And Dadgrass knows you get by with a little hemp from a friend, which is why they've partnered with the George Harrison Estate to create a new CBD and CBG blend and accessories called All Things Must Grass, which pays tribute to the man who always let the good times roll. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. And to make it even better, right now they are offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That is dadgrass.com/unhinged. What was that? Oh my God, that's so funny you ask. It's dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Thank you so much, Dadgrass, for sponsoring this episode. And back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Oh, hey, Chris, my name is Sam. I'm from California.
That was Siri, man.
I'm going to keep this really short.
Thank you,
because
Sam.
It's stupid.
Okay.
But basically, you asked for a dispute, so here's mine. I think that Jason Sudeikis, the actor, you know, I think he's hot. My friend, she is not. And every time I talk about him or see him in a movie, we're watching a show together, watching a movie together, I say he's hot, and she just goes, ew. So, yeah. What do you think? I think he's a full DILF. Yeah, just want to know your input on this.
This,
you know,
is the petty shit right. I want to solve on this podcast.
Anyways, that's it. I love Booger. Hope
same.
You have a great day.
Oh my God,
I love Middle Kid. Hope we get some new stuff soon. All right. See you later.
Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. What do you think?
Wait. Okay. So I want to make sure I heard it right. He said he thinks Jason Sudeikis is hot. His friend doesn't.
Yeah. Always goes, ew.
Okay. Okay.
I thought he was gonna say Jason Momoa, and I was like about to like
I was gonna
do
shit
some
my
kind of backflip
bro.
About we were talking. Yeah, whatever.
I genuinely thought that he was saying my friend is ugly, and she thinks that she can call other people ugly. I thought that's what he was talking about at first. So I was like
me as fuck.
I was like, damn, drag your fucking friend. That shit is so funny. Like he's like, and she's an ugly bitch. So like, what does she know? Nothing. That's so funny. Okay. I think it's more of an energy thing, Jason Sudeikis.
You think he's hot just because of like...
I think that's why people find him attractive.
But what do you think?
He doesn't do nothing for me.
He doesn't. So he does everything for you. Based off double negatives.
He could quite literally like... He could be Jason Sudeikis or he could work in a State Farm and I'd believe both because that's how normal looking he is to me.
Okay, that's very true.
If I walked into an Enterprise rental car, I could find three of him. So like, it doesn't do nothing for me personally. Like you're telling me that dude doesn't sell cell phones at Sam's Club? You know what I'm saying? Like there's no fucking way he's so normal looking.
Yeah. Okay. Now that you're saying this, like I was definitely on that guy's side where I was like, yeah, he's like an attractive, I wouldn't say he's like so hot.
No. I mean, like, yeah.
Like, is he on the better looking side of white dudes? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But like, half of that could be a strong hairline and nothing more.
True. Do you think he has plugs?
Sometimes they do look like plugs in like, some of the movies he's in, but I don't
think
so.
His hair is just like too perfect.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like all of the time. Like there's no recession.
Yeah.
You know, there's no like, I guess I've never seen the back of his head. I don't think there's a bald spot.
I don't think so. And even if there was, we would never know.
He would have plugs.
Would have erased
so
it.
So true.
Wait, is Jason Sudeikis is the one that was with Olivia Wilde, right?
Yeah.
Who's now with Harry Styles. Did you see that shit about getting served the papers?
Yes!
My sister and I were just talking about that.
Wait, what's the tea?
The theory is like that he planned that so that she would get served the papers at her CinemaCon where she's premiering her movie.
See, I heard that he didn't know that it was going to happen.
Well, that's
like
what
that.
He said. I think he came out and was like, I didn't know when they were going to do
it. I'm not in charge of that.
But do you think on the end of that he was like, but also I'm not mad at it.
Oh,
this is funny.
See, I don't know what happened between them. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Because, like, I read, like, the quote about it, and she was like, oh, is this a script? She looked in it, and she's like, oh, okay, got it. Thank you.
Dude.
I was like, oh.
Dude, talk about pull focus. Jason Sudeikis said, I'm pulling focus from this, from her second directorial debut.
Literally, she was like, all right, I'm going to serve today. And he was like, bet.
he said, let's see who's the bigger girl boss. You or me.
Is Harry and Olivia still together?
I think they're engaged now. That was the tea.
We
rumor.
Have to stop recording if that's the case. I don't love that.
No, that
all.
Was no right. Yeah, yeah. That's like a rumor. It was like right after Coachella, they got weekend one. They got engaged.
I'm
someone's not a true Harry, apparently.
No, I'm sorry. So. I have a fucking life to keep up with that is called my own. Wait. Harry Styles chocolate. Okay. Florence Pugh got hot. Ew. Reacted, served mortifying custody paper. Where? Okay. I should type in engaged. I'm so fucking stupid.
I was going to say, are you just looking up Harry Styles?
Literally,
gossip?
I just type in Harry Styles in Google.
You're, it's not here.
I'm like, I don't see it. Okay. There's like, blames Harry Styles engagement rumors after she served legal papers. So they're just.
The legal paper thing happened after the rumor started that they were engaged now.
Oh, so he was. Yeah. Like, Jason Sudeikis was like, no. We're not going to forget.
He's like, oh, you never should have let me find that out because now I know exactly where I'm sending those papers.
CinemaCon, what's the attitude? Forgot I have headphones on.
I mean, she's going to be at CinemaCon, but like, I don't know what time, but like, maybe if you dropped it off at like 5:30, like, that would probably be
to,
good time.
The green stage, yeah, then like, she'll be there.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but like, that seems like the more like, efficient
I
way to me.
Yeah, I just definitely know that that's a place you would find her.
Yeah, like, I think she's like busy every other time of the day, so I would.
It would be really hard there. For you.
But again, you're up to you. Up to you. Like, you know, it's just. Okay, take that for
I
what
could
you will.
Totally see him doing this.
I honestly do think it was an accident.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that kind of
he
petty of a
person.
He doesn't seem
vindictive. Like, so that's true. Like malicious, but like all the tea is that she cheated on Jason Sudeikis with Harry. That's the tea. While she was doing the movie.
I don't love that. Mm-mm. I don't love that at all. Also, I had never seen a real like proper photo of her. That's her. Okay. So this is a Life and Style article that says .. You know this is going to be hard-hitting journalism when right. The headline starts with .. Are Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde engaged? Here's why fans think so. Just like the One Direction song says, Harry Styles lives and longs for Olivia Wilde. I can't read this. Fans are convinced rumors on April 19th had gotten down on one knee after Dumois. Why are we allowing Dumois to still be a part of culture?
Dumois, they be knowing things.
But do they? I think they're just spreading rumors and now they're writing a book.
But they're spreading rumors and then they turn out to all be true? Just coincidentally?
They do not all turn out to be true.
A lot of them are. Whatever. But then you know what I also think? With celebrities like Harry Styles, for example, there's like a whole underground world we don't know about.
Yeah.
Like the way things be... I would kill to like be a fly on the wall see.
That's why like... celebrities and fame is so fascinating to me because it's like it is such a machine and so much of it you don't ever see.
Exactly.
Like the actually interesting parts are like the parts that you will never know about.
Yeah. Like it's crazy. When I really think about it, like I talked to Brittany Broski about this.
Yeah.
But we were talking about like Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, for example. What do they talk about? Aren't you dying to know? I would love... Oh, my God. What I would give to be in the room when
I
they're having
like
a conversation.
I feel like it's honestly probably funny. Like,
one-on-one.
Because I feel like they're both...
Right?
Naturally, like, funny.
Like, I think so.
I think that, like... See, I want to know, like, what are Kim and Kanye talking about? That is,
that's
like...
That's probably a spooky conversation to be a part of,
like,
dude.
That I'm far more interested... Like, Pete Davidson, I think, could talk to a wall and, like, still
pull
think? It out. Yeah, he's a comedian. He talks to himself all the time. That's why he's a comedian. You know, my God, people are like, you should do stand-up. I'm like, no, bitch, I know. I talk to myself constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, Pete Davidson makes sense for some reason in my head about with Kim Kardashian. I don't know why. All right.
Really?
Got it. I met with just a bunch of fucking emptiness. what do you guys think? Are you guys Jason Sudeikis...
fans.
Lovers, like lusters.
The question is, do you think he's hot?
Do you think he's
no?
Yeah. No. Okay. All of that lead up, and you're like,
No.
He's actually, in fact, ugly. I don't love the mustache. I thought he was like hotter on. No, I guess ever since you said he could sell cell phones, I'm like,
I'm telling you,
I really can't unsee
like,
it.
Like normal, like it's just real normal.
I guess though, he is like, I guess a dilf. Like if that was someone's dad.
I mean,
so
like,
normal.
So normal. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I was honestly going to be on your side, caller. But what do you think?
I think you are right with the personality thing. Like the personality,
the charm
mm-hmm. can be attractive.
But what charm?
But
I feel like I've
feel
never
like
seen his personality. Sorry, well, no, not like what charm.
No, yeah,
I just
no,
meant like I feel like I've never
seen
his personality.
Like
yeah, it's not like on a reality show.
I don't know. I guess I was thinking about like Ted Lasso, but the more I think about it, it's almost like I've had enough. Like he seems very pleased with himself.
Oh my God, we've had enough of you, Jason Sudeikis.
Well, he just seems very like.
Just
I'm telling you,
normal. Overexposed.
No, I don't know.
Okay. No,
she's like, I'm afraid now.
It's okay. I mean, here's the comfortable thing. No one even remotely close to Jason Sudeikis is listening to this. So
yeah,
there's no harm
or foul. And I don't want to hear anything of like, oh, you guys are just jealous of his fame or whatever. You can be objective and not be jealous. It's very simple.
I can be jealous and also think he's ugly.
Those two things can be true at once.
I mean, I don't know why.
Well, and I don't think he's ugly. No, I don't think he's ugly. I just think he's super normal looking. Like,
yeah, he's just...
My sister loves him because she loves Ted Lasso.
Oh my God, you love him and you've been quiet this whole time?
I've been appreciated, but you guys are
saying... Do you think he's hot?
In the show, yeah, but I think he's very normal looking. Okay. I think the way he's funny...
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, funny guys, like, yeah. the points go up.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? A friend during quarantine tell me that. She was like, dude, when a guy, like, I don't even care about looks at this point. And she's, like, pretty and, like, mm-hmm. popping and shit. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't even care what they look like. Being funny is so much hotter. And I, like, literally that has stuck with me ever since because I'm like, I have fucked up my entire life trying to be hot when it was just right there in front of me.
Right.
When all you I just... have is humor. It's like all I have going for me. And when I learned that, I was like, whoa, still feel yeah. ugly.
You want to hear something funny? I'm yes. sorry. If I'm talking too much, please tell me.
No, it's a podcast. Like I quite literally like, need you to talk. Okay, I, like, perfect. Add some words, you know, really fill the pages.
My boyfriend, when we were first dating, I like brought him around my family and like, I'm a funny bitch. I come from a funny family. Like all of us are funny. Right. So like when I brought him around my family, I was like, I didn't say nothing, but I was like, this is a test. Right. And then my sister, I would say probably like 2 weeks into us dating, she goes, dude, I have to tell you something. I go, what? She's like, I don't think he's funny. And I said, the fuck are you talking about? That's the meanest thing you ever say to me. I'd rather you call him ugly, to be honest. And she goes, I'm telling you, dude, like, I just haven't seen it. You know what I mean? Like, the past few times he's been here, I'm like, I'm telling you, he's funny. He just be saying this regular ass shit that, like, makes white people laugh. Like, I'm sorry, Chris. But, like, makes dudes, like...
No, that's what I do.
Yeah, it makes, you know, like, shit, like, that they, like, you just make a silly face and they're like, oh my God, he's the funniest it's person hysterical. I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I literally went back to my boyfriend. I said, listen, I'm going to need you to step it up. The next time you come around my family, I'm going to need you to kick it into high gear. Put your back into it. I can't have them thinking I would date an unfunny person.
Yeah, that.
What are you, nuts?
That's so true.
Yeah.
Getting older is so cool in that
regard. I said,
regard.
The next time you come to my house, you better be.
You better have a monologue, bitch.
You better have prepared a full 45-minute stand-up routine.
We're going to be there for 2 hours, have every second filled.
I'm like, I booked you at the Laugh Factory. Workshop it. Workshop it the next couple Saturdays.
You're meeting with Kim K and Pete Davidson. They're going to really crank out a thing.
And then he was like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just like stuff I do around new people. And I'm like, yeah, retire it around my family.
Well, they're not new anymore. Where's the new material?
If you come and you're unfunny one more time, I don't think this is going to work between you and I.
How many times was he unfunny? Just that once?
No, it was like a couple times.
Oh, in two,
look at her. She was like,
weeks. Geez, what kind of shit was he saying?
It's like, okay. He would say shit like, oh my God, I'm like getting embarrassed. Like,
no. This is a safe space and he's and grown and like, changed, guys.
Yeah, no, it was like silly shit. Like he would say, like people would be like, why can't you, like, oh, do you want to do this with me? And he'd be like, no, I can't. And they would say, why? And he would say, because my doctor said, right? And then I swear to God, every white person that heard that joke, they'd be like, oh my God, that's so... Cause right,
you're a real one for fucking seeing something and saying something.
Because there's no way that your doctor said... Like, they ate that joke up. And then he said it like 4 times around my own family, crickets.
Has he stepped it up?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank God.
That's why we made it 5 years.
Oh, so true.
Because he's
like,
actually...
I forgot that you guys were still together.
Because he's so. Like... Well, he's like actually funny, but he was just like doing the...
He's testing the waters.
Yeah, he was doing the shit that typically works.
Got
that's
it.
Why I said, I'm going to need you to pull out the top shelf for my family, okay? I'm going to need you to loosen the purse strings just a little.
Every time he goes over, he's just like sweating balls. He's like, fuck, oh my God.
He's like getting ready for a stand-up routine. Yeah. He's like choreographing.
He's in the front seat, you're pulling in the driveway. Hey, babe, real quick, just what do you think of this?
I'm going to run some jokes by you really quick.
You let me know what you're thinking is working and not working.
When she told me that, I was like, dude, that's the meanest thing you could ever say to me. No, she's like, I'm just trying to be honest.
No, but that's honesty and that's important.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
thank
you're
God.
I think you're a real one for that because maybe you guys wouldn't have lasted.
I know.
Maybe
Tom telling you we wouldn't have because I can't do that. Mm-mm.
I don't blame you. I literally don't blame you. That's a real one.
You've got mail.
Ooh, I'm excited.
We should change it to like, you've got trauma. Some of these are, bro, there was one where it was like, I fell asleep without any clothes on and my dog, I woke up to my dog like eating me out. And I was like, oh, okay. I read this live. Okay.
Terrifying.
The first one we have, I... You guys, shout out to y'all for keeping this interesting. I wish my dad had died instead of my mom.
Oh my god. No, like, jeez Louise. You look a same booger. Same.
Booger's like, honestly, I'm finding girl. A new home.
Same girl.
What is she doing? Kitty. She does this, sits there, and then drops. Yep. Anyways, when I was 15, I walked in on my dad having sex with the mailman. That's kind of fun.
You've got mail.
Justin, you're so wrong for that. You're so fucking wrong for that. He's got more than mail. He had a package and a full delivery. Wow, that's kind of fun. Like, honestly, no, your kid is 15. Not fun
for you.
Well, I was going to say, like, kids should have that kind of, like, aspiration to, like, never mind. I'm going to stop the sentence right now. Every time I shower, I end up sucking my nips.
Your own nips?
If one of you, if that's the fake one and one of you came up with that, it's your last time being here.
You're fired.
Okay, that makes me question. Okay, when you have boobs, can you suck, like, actually, like, lift it up and lick your nipple?
You've asked me this before.
No! Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Why are you saying yes? You don't have boobs.
I've seen it happen.
Okay, well then, that's why you're saying yes.
He's like,
yes.
That's my secret.
I want to say the mailman is the fake one. What are you thinking? Here, do you want to look at them?
Yeah.
Do you want to reread them for your own?
Right.
Let's see. I wish my dad had died instead of my mom. I feel like that's a vibe and a half. Like, if my mom had died, like, knock on wood, please don't let that bitch die. I would definitely be like, oh, my God, take my dad instead. You can take him, like, 5 different times.
Oh, my God.
I hate that bitch. Such a fucking loser.
I love that for you, though.
I do, too, honestly. Yeah,
I love that for
you.
He
can't say shit to me now. Mm-mm. He can't hit me. I can press charges now.
There you go, babe. I think, I would say the mailman one.
What was the last one?
Oh, every time I shower, I end up sucking my nipples.
See, that gives me, like, that could be fake vibes, too, because, like, what even is that?
Yeah, like, people are lying.
What? Okay, right, yeah, you just keep moving. I'm gonna go mailman.
Yeah, me too.
Although, I'll be sad because the sound effect on that was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
That, yeah, whatever. Jordan. Kobe.
Kobe. That's
oh, rest in peace. You didn't deserve that. I'm so sorry.
You nailed it with the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the mailman apparently didn't get nailed.
Dude, who sucks their own nips?
Yeah, I need clarity on that. If you left that, we'll change your voice. No, literally. We'll make sure to change your voice. Can we do that? Is that easy? Can you do that?
Sure.
If you're like, fuck you.
You're up. They can do it. They can do it.
They can do it. And he's like, sure. Call in. I want to know more about this.
Like, I'm so curious to know.
Are you getting anything out of them?
Is it like a comfort thing? Like a blanket? You know, people suck their thumb. They just be sucking their own city. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Have you been washing your hands and noticed that the soap leaves like a residue and you're like, lick it and then you taste the soap? It's like,
yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh, it just... I'm sorry, guys. 1 second.
Yeah, if you be sucking your own nips, I don't know. I think maybe you have other problems.
That sentence with the sound effects I was just giving was insane. I don't know. If you're sucking your own nips,
I think maybe you have other issues.
Anyways, this show is off the air. Thank you so much. Like, for real. Oh, I forgot to plug my Patreon. Guys, if you want an extra episode a month, we put the 420 episode up on Patreon. I was going to do it here, but we all know that YouTube would have, obliterated my channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really remember what happened in it. Was it good? Was it fine?
It's fantastic.
We all just want to move past it. Okay. It's up. So go get it. Thanks. Anyways, I don't know where that plug came from, but
Before you forget.
Yeah, I needed to make sure I was reminding the people about my ventures.
Well, we got the answer right, so that's good.
Yeah, wait, did we get the first one right or no?
No, the first one
I don't even remember. What is wrong with my brain?
The first one was the diploma one, like throwing up on stage was fake.
Oh, yeah, fuck that one.
And we picked the wrong one.
You're fake.
You are.
You're fake.
That's you.
That's wrong. No, you're wrong. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank a sponsor of today's episode, which is Milk Bar. Ah! Oh, my God, guys, I'm freaking out. I live for Milk Bar. If you don't know, Milk Bar was started by award-winning celebrity chef Christina Tosi, and she opened her first Milk Bar in 2008, and she's been wowing the world, and not to mention her celebrity friends, with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since. I have had Milk Bar cakes for my birthdays. I have had Milk Bar at hours I really shouldn't be eating anything. Milk Bar is like such a core memory for me. Milk Bar is the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life, from birthdays to graduations to summer cookouts or just because, or Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. I have so many memories of going to Milk Bar in New York with my mom. Wait, that's such a good gift. Okay, writing this down. Now, a few of Milk Bar's bestsellers are their signature birthday cake with unfrosted sides. You have seen them, and they are just as good, if not better, than they look. They have the salty sweet compost cookie, which don't knock it until you've tried it. Oh my God, it's so good. There's the Milk Bar pie made from toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling. And for a limited time, Milk Bar is now offering their delicious new strawberry shortcake and cake truffles. I know I'm saying everything with the same energy, but oh my God, there really isn't a bad thing at Milk Bar, guys. I cannot believe I'm saying this right now, but Milk Bar is hooking it up for our listeners and also me right after I finish this. MilkBarStore.com/unhinged. Yeah, you heard that right. MilkBarStore.com/unhinged. $10 off any order of $50 or more. Clack, 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 clack. That's me literally typing in MilkBarStore.com/unhinged to get $10 off any order of $50 or more, which mine definitely will be, because this shit is so good. Anyways, okay, this is starting to come off as embarrassing, so let's get back to the episode. Thank you so much, Milk Bar, for sponsoring this episode. I cannot believe that's a sentence I just said. Should we take a call? Do we have more disputes, or do we have advice, or do we have...
Yes, well, we also have someone who called in response to, like, a previous voicemail. So do you remember when somebody called in and they were, like, a new sugar baby and they wanted
advice? No, I, like, didn't even remember the first secret from this episode.
Okay. It was someone who was, like, a sugar baby and they wanted advice for, like, asking.
Do you have the OG call? Money.
Yeah, let's play the original one and then I'll play.
You're so much more organized than response. I could ever dream of being.
So this was on a few weeks ago.
I mean, once again,
Chris. Hi. Love your stuff. hoping to get some advice on sugar daddies. I have two. One's sending me to Texas, and the other one's trying to come see me in Pittsburgh.
Booked.
I see the one in Texas next month, and I'm wondering, how do I ask for money? Yeah, he's coming. He's spending all his money on me. He already told me that. I don't have to worry about anything. I just want money, and I do not know how to ask for money. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. You. Okay, so this was the episode we titled, like, I'm becoming a sugar daddy or whatever. A sugar daddy.
Looking for a sugar
baby. Maybe. I don't know. I remember, not this episode, but, like, I remember it exists. What did we say on there? Like, just ask him? Oh, no, I think I was like... I need this, but it's so expensive.
Yeah, and I
don't know why that's like my sugar baby voice. Yeah, no, well, like, Venmo request.
No, truly, if they're a sugar daddy, like, just ask them. That's the whole point.
If he's saying that he's spending all his money on you, say, well, babe.
Where's
the savings?
Where? Say that's crazy because I haven't gotten any.
Are these just your liquid assets or what?
Are you paying me in good vibes or are you going to pay me in dollars?
Bitcoin, crypto, Ethereum. Yeah. I say crypto as if it's like a form of... Wait, is crypto...
Cryptocurrency.
Like, okay, yeah.
It's a form of currency.
I was like, I didn't know if it was like Doge where it's like, I invest in crypto coin. But that's... Okay. Clearly, I don't. So... I don't understand it, guys, and it's stressing me out. Now you can buy houses with it for 230 Bitcoin, and I'm like, how much is a fucking Bitcoin if that's all you're paying?
I don't know anything about any of that. At this point, I'm refusing to learn on purpose.
That's how I feel.
Because it upsets men.
That and, like...
That makes them so angry when you're like, so, like, Monopoly? They get so mad.
Yeah, I love you like know exactly which bushins to press. I feel drunk. I've had nothing. Should we take a shot? No.
Yes. But do you want?
What are you guys doing after this? Are you booked and busy today?
We have to go back in a little. Like, we have a little
whatever.
Bit of time.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Do you guys want to get Mexican food? Soli Luna?
I'm afraid of that place now.
Fuck no. No, I don't know why you're doing...
Oh, no, I love Soli Luna. Yeah. Sorry, the other place was too much food.
That was, like, I was trying to think about that.
We can eat lunch. Just... I thought you meant, like, going out tonight.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't do that anymore.
You and me both, babe.
I'm still recovering from Coachella. No, I will never... So, Justin and I have this rivalry.
Okay.
With Mexican spots. Yeah. I have one that I just gave away the name of it. No!
So I won.
No! Well, bitch, I'm throwing yours under the bus right now. Which is equally as good. So, like, yeah. I'm going to blow both places up.
A little bit better.
I don't know if I need to go again and like, anyways, I took him to my favorite place, Soli Luna.
Yeah.
Best Mexican food, in my opinion. So fucking good. I love the people who work there. Like, I love everything.
Mm-hmm.
Justin is like, that place is fine, but there's a place called Salsa and Beer, and that is where it's at. And so I was like, okay. Well, no, you were like hating. You're like, Soli Luna is fine. Are you kidding? And
it's
then
like my parents' favorite place.
So you're like so an old like, man.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, no, my jaw isn't dropped out of shock for Bruce Springsteen. I have no stake in that game.
Like, I'm cooler than you guys.
No, I just think it's without a doubt better. Sorry.
And I humbly disagree.
Oh, well, let's fucking fight in maybe a kiddie pool full of Jello.
Let's have them
naked.
Both.
Naked in a thong.
Naked. In a refried bean.
Refried
beans.
Oh. That's a dream. Like, I need to order, like...
Talk about bean dip.
Bitch, I want to be...
We right, bring it full circle. I bring it home every time.
This is going to be a next... I'm going to buy a kiddie pool, and I'm going to buy, like, $2,000 worth of fucking refried beans, and I'm going to take a bath in it.
Like a nacho jacuzzi.
I want a life-size bean dip!
And then you dress as a chip, and then you jump inside it.
No, I am a chip. I'm just pale and...
That's true.
Like, flaky.
That is very true.
Oh, my God, wait.
Pale and flaky.
Oh, my God. Like a croissant, but different. Anyways, this is literally stream of consciousness. This podcast is so embarrassing. Like, yours, you were like, okay, this next segment, we're going to do this. And I was like, okay, wow, so organized. And here I'm just like, I'm a tortilla chip, white and flaky. And you're like, okay, I so love guys, that. We can never go back to Chris's house ever again. Anyways, so yeah, then he took us to his place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good, but it was so different because of like the dips you get at the beginning and like the bean dip. I've thought about that probably. And I think that's what honestly made me feel the worst. Because I ate so much of it and I'm pretty sure there was gluten in it. Yeah. Oh, and it's unlimited. Yeah. Fucked up beyond anything unlimited is like so bad for me because like I go right back to being like 8 years old, like fighting for food.
Yeah.
Like my brothers and I mean, it was just like, it was like grab food while you can get it. And so like, oh my God, it just like, I was like, oh.
And right. Then they bring out the plates and it's like.
And then they brought out the fucking plates.
It's like, the size of like a beach ball.
I got like two tacos and it came over the span of three plates. And I was like, what the fuck? Like fat, big plates. And I was like.
You know what?
Oh, and that cheese.
I love people who get passionate about their favorite cuisines, their favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I
fuck with it.
Sorry. Yeah. It's just like something
I'm just
I really,
so not an LA girly, so I can't weigh in.
Oh, this isn't like LA. This is like Deep Valley.
Oh, okay.
This is Deep Valley vibes.
Oh, is it not all the same?
No, this is like real.
I'm like, unless you're in Orange County, I'm like LA, Orange County, Inland Empire.
Yeah, I don't understand how Los Angeles County is so big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Not to like go on that tangent real quick, but like.
That's why I said, so LA. Like, that's, yeah. Like, so like, that's like the valley. I'm like,
I guess it
so
technically
LA.
Is in LA, but yeah. Like, this doesn't feel like LA.
No, it's not like Hollywood LA.
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
that's
I see what
like,
you're saying.
I mean, like on that side of the mountain is just like a whole different beast than like, what's back here.
I'm like,
we all have swamp ass out here. People are hiding their swamp ass over there.
People are getting veneers over there.
Oh, I want to go like do stuff today. Oh, are we in the middle? Oh, we're in the middle of a call.
Well, did you want to hear what yes. The person who yeah. called to respond?
What they how did we get here?
Where were we? Sugar daddies. Let's talk about it.
I was like, how did we go from sugar daddies to bean like, dip? My IBS from bean dip. That bean dip fuck. But anyways, before we get to the actual topic at hand, I want to go back and like eat responsibly now and see
if you like it.
The feeling that I was, yeah, like yeah. I was thinking about it like the other day and I was like, why was I almost passed out at that dinner that time? And because I had a dinner like 5 hours after we ate there or something. And I took a nap after that. And I never nap. I never nap. I woke up and I was like, holy fuck, I feel rocked. And then I went to dinner and I was like, I felt like I got roofied or something. I was just like, oh, God.
Too many beans.
So many beans. Like
So many beans, bro.
Oh, God, I love beans. Fuck.
It sounds like it.
I know. It really
sounds like you're real passionate about beans.
Are you regretting this yet?
No, not at all. I'm fascinated. Sure? Okay. Yeah.
You're fascinated.
By your obsession with beans.
Now, okay. Now I feel like I guess I love refried beans.
I'm going to go ahead and say yeah if you want to fill a pool with them and swim in it. I'm going to go with you take kindly to refried beans.
No!
I'm going to go with yeah.
God, okay. You know what? You got me.
Let's hear the call.
Yeah.
Hi, Captain Team. So this is actually like a follow-up to one of your podcasts that someone else had called in talking about being the sugar baby. I'm actually a... Findom. I do Findom. Anyway, but when she was saying, should she like go if he hasn't paid her yet? Absolutely not. And she should be requesting 3 times the amount of how much it would cost her to go. And do not go unless he has paid the full amount. And also do not go alone. That's just a no-no. But I also am just a huge fan of yours. I'm also from the South. So, doing this is a secret, but I love it, especially because every time I get in a family gathering, everyone always dumps on the SW community, and I just have to laugh internally because I kind of have a huge following, and I've had someone pay to get my lips done. So, that's it. And if you ever want to know any more questions, you know, I don't know if
you can get her on the podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Okay, so I'm not gonna lie. What was the majority of that?
They were basically saying.
I think my mic, my headphones might be too loud, so it was like maxing out or something.
She was basically giving advice to the girl who wanted to know how to ask for money. She said, "Don't go unless they pay you."
No, that I understand. What does she do with them? She fins them.
Financial domination.
Oh, what is that?
She said she does it.
What is findom?
Financial domination. It's when you like make people pay you. It's like a form of like BDSM in a way.
Yeah, like dominatrix.
Oh my god. I'm into BDSM. Those are to my 3 other favorite letters, ATM.
Like, people tell me to do that all the time.
What?
BDSM. Oh. Or to like berate men for money. I already do that. Without their consent. That's the funny
and
part.
And TikTok doesn't pay me nearly enough.
And my back aches from carrying that load.
Yeah, you honestly are carrying big loads.
Right.
Did not come out the way I wanted it to, but neither did I.
I literally used to, I have Cameo, but I stopped it for a while because I just got too busy. Yeah. But towards the end, I started getting lots of requests to like berate men. Like they wanted me to be mean to them. And I didn't like for money. Like they just like.
Oh, it wasn't even like a friend doing.
No, they were like, can you just like call me like a dirty little boy, like that type of shit. And I was like,
Bibes.
I'm on the page next to Stanley from The Office, and that's what they're fucking asking me. What are you fucking nuts, dude? I'm next to Julianne Hough, and they're like, oh, can you tell me, call me a dirty
Julianne
little rat boy.
Hough. Julianne, yeah. Come on.
Literally.
You have like Oscars, don't you?
No, genuinely.
Wow, that.
And I just like denied them because I'm not fucking taking that money, sicko.
Oh my God, that's all I would do is take that money.
Well, it'd be a lot more than that.
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Period. Would you ever do that?
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
If I was down bad, if I'm ever down bad and I start doing it, don't ask me any questions.
Oh, I'll ask you a bunch because, like, bitch, I am a supporter. I'm like, I'll start buying them. What I love about Cameo is that they post everybody's messages publicly.
Oh, my God. I always mark it private.
I get stoned and I love going through Cameo and, like, seeing, like, some Real Housewives or, like, just, like, influencers. Hi. Hey. I hope you're doing well. Like,
It's like a fucking study. It is incredible. Oh my God.
Right.
I live for it.
I know. I started.
I didn't realize you could set them private.
Yeah. When you says send, I didn't know that at first, and I was just fucking sending them out. And I just looked absolutely bizarre in them. And I was like, bro, why do I look like that? Why are people seeing these?
Yeah, you're like, people can't see this.
Yeah, I literally was like, oh, this is my profile. No, it's my public profile. Like, other people can also watch them, which I found out the hard way. And you know what, too? Oh, my God. One time someone made a tweet about me and they were like, I'm trying to see her and Nate Jacobs in a room together. And it was a picture of me and...
Who's Nate Jacobs?
From Euphoria. He's like the tall white
Jacob Elordi.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, it's like, it was a picture of me and him. Tell me why these fucking people screenshot my intro video from Cameo. Bitch, all the pictures I have, you pick that. Like my eyes are, one of my eyes is closed. The other one's not. I'm wrecked. Like, oh, nice. I'm glad this one went viral. I was worried. I was concerned that maybe it wouldn't be a bad picture of me. I'm like, y'all are so fucking mean to me, bro. Like at least hook me up. Give me something good. Throw me a fucking bone, bitch. I'm like, all the pictures on my Instagram, you search me on Cameo and screenshot me mid-sentence. Like, what, do you fucking hate me or something?
Honestly, this... Oh, my God.
I saw her coming. I saw her coming. And I didn't say anything.
Okay. All I felt was the couch shake. I was like, we're going down. Hi, baby.
She's here to lick your lotion.
Oh, my God. No, I don't wear any lotion because she licks it off. That's why I'm so fucking crusty. All right. Yeah. Thank you for sitting right on me. There's a whole couch. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That scared the shit out of me. I'm so sorry. I needed a moment of silence. Holy shit. I can't wait to watch that back. I mean, the pure terror I felt like every fat pocket on my face just like jiggle. What were we even talking about?
I just she's so unfazed. I was talking about them screenshotting a video of me.
Oh, talking. I do love when like news outlets do that though with people. Oh, because God, it'll be like, yeah. Scott Disick dating Bella Thorne. And then it's like Bella Thorne is like,
yeah.
And it's like just like a blurry 480p paparazzi video. And you're like, what? It's just like the logic getting there to me is so funny.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so that caller, not to bring it back finally right. For the third time. It's like such a nightmare. That's why I call this podcast what it is. I'm like, people need to just understand. So she is financial dom. So she like puts men down for money. Mm. Not like euthanasia, but just like emotionally.
No, I think it's like she... They like giving her money.
Oh.
Like, they like feeling like they're taking care of her kind of thing. Oh, okay, word. Is what I think it would be.
Okay.
Right?
Or
is it more so a berating thing?
What I'm familiar with, it's a little bit more like on the nefarious.
What I'm familiar with.
In my experience, it's
Do you like to get yelled at?
Me?
And shamed?
No.
Oh, well,
That's why I come here.
Because I do that for free, so.
Okay, we don't need a few more YouTube comments. Do you feel berated here?
Just fucking with you.
Okay. I take that seriously. I start sobbing like hysterically.
I'm just kidding.
There's not even a camera on you this
Me.
Oh, girl, looks like I straight up thought she was taking a shit. This dog, I swear to God, needs to live forever. See, that's why I understand that bad vegan woman, how she got there, because I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I would fucking... No,
the vegan teacher?
No, have you seen The Bad Vegan on Netflix?
Oh, no.
It's this, like, New York City lady who had, like, a vegan empire. Mm-hmm. She was, like, beautiful, and everyone loved her, and la, la, la.
Yeah.
And then some, like, random, like, bum comes along and is like, I can make you and your dog immortal. If someone told me that, I'd be like, yeah, I don't have any cash today, sorry.
Girl, I hate coming to this gas station.
Yeah, like... I'm like, sorry, I don't know. No. What the f... I was like...
And okay. She was just like,
and she okay, went along cool. with it. She was like, yeah, okay. So she wrote him, like, millions of dollars in checks. He was like, I just need it. Watch it. It's, like, the most batshit fucking, like... Maybe don't watch it, because you'd be like, white people are literally insane. But it's so weird. But it was just like, wow. Have you seen it, Sam?
I've seen some of it, yeah.
So, you've seen it?
I saw the first two episodes.
Did we watch it together?
Oh. So were you there with me?
Wait, you've seen two episodes also? Wait, me too.
Oh, wait, was that your house?
That was like one of the one shows we haven't done.
I watched it at your apartment.
Oh, we did, actually. Never mind.
You were asleep, Justin, remember?
No, we did. We did.
Oh, man. Love I can't that. Imagine that. Can you imagine just pulling that off for however long?
It went on.
What was the one where they made up stuff about the Mormon church? No, what was the documentary? Do you remember the name of it?
Leah Remini? Oh, no, that's Scientology.
No, that's Scientology. But there was someone who literally, like...
Different cult.
Made up a whole thing about, like, that was within Mormon religion, something like that. But he basically just fabricated the documents and, like, just committed to the bit for, like... 20 fucking years.
Well, I think that's the key to scamming is just commitment.
Yeah, and then at the end, they were like, why did you do it? And he goes, my sister's like, I just love to trick people. That's what he said.
I get it.
I just love it.
I get it, though, but, like, I don't have that stamina.
He,
20
like, almost
years.
Unraveled, like, an institution just because he thought, it, like, he was trying to have a silly, goofy time, which is hilarious.
Which I get. I so get
He's
it.
He's like, sometimes I'd be bored. Which that's what he's thinking.
I think about that all the time. If I wasn't scared about the ramifications of prison... and or federal prison.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, who knows what I would be doing? Maybe I would know how to code.
Right.
I mean, literally.
You're like in that world where there's no consequences, you're like a scholar.
I'm such like, literally Tana Mojo would be like shook at the scamming I could do. Like, oh my God, I think I would be so good at it, but I just am so afraid of the consequences.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big rule follower too.
I'm just afraid of authority.
Like, right, I feel you.
Like even like my business manager, I'm like, they call and I'm like, oh no, I'm in trouble. And I'm like, oh my God, Chris, you're fucking ill. You're so ill. It's like my mom will call. No, I guess at that point who was it? Oh, like managers. I used to be so scared when my manager would call me like, they're dropping me. I'm fired. Oh my God. I'm like canceled. And I'm like, what is that?
I know.
Just
I have that fear
of
too.
Authority.
Oh, baby.
I'm so scared from school. Anyways, back to the... Oh, Jesus. Do we just let her go? So she gave tips.
She gave tips.
I hope you all enjoyed the tips. Just the tip.
I hope you all got
that. I loved the energy, though, that she was giving. She was like... Wait, I endorse these strippers. I endorse these strippers.
Yeah.
I am Nicki Minaj and I support these strippers. It sounded except they're not strippers. They're
it sounded like
someone's in my driveway.
Yeah, I saw someone bringing packages.
Come and take me. Oh, wait, really? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Have a great day. Oh, I love my delivery people. They're always I have my like UPS guy's number.
Phone number?
Yeah, mostly because I was trying to get something before I went out of town. And then I was like, oh my God. And then, yeah, somehow I got his number. And he was like, yeah, all of the people on the street have my number. And I'm like, oh
so
God, where
special.
Do I live?
You're also, I'm not special is what you're telling
what
me.
What is that? Like witness protection? And I'm like, is that where I am right now? And you're like a government official? What is that? What is happening? But yeah, they're always so nice. And I want to be one of those people who has like the basket out with like, take whatever you want. But I just know I would eat them. Like, I would walk out to my car and be like, oh, chips, sick. You know, like, I don't think I was meant to be that kind of a person, sadly.
Do you guys want to do one more voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it since we, like, plowed through that, girls, with my own agenda.
Hi, my name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
From New York City.
Come on, New York.
And my dispute
Fuck
or question
your escalators.
Is actually kind of thought-provoking. I ask everybody in my life, and it is, what is a man's slutty outfit? So what I mean by that, well, first of all, let's clarify, there's no slut-shaming here. We stand. But the question there is, like, if a girl's feeling her oats and wants to, like, maybe... get like, you know, like a guy's number or something. She might wear something really cute or like maybe have something, you know, that shows off the body. But like, what does a guy wear?
Oh, she had that.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's what is a man's slutty outfit?
What do you think a man's slutty outfit is?
I think men need to really embrace the crop tops. Mm-hmm. I think like, not like the just below like pec. I'm talking like, when
just
you
above
like
the
belly button.
Waistline,
yeah, like just like a little.
Yeah, so the happy trails
a little
out.
Tease.
Mm.
A little. Mm.
I think it's. I saw like, Fanita Leggett on TikTok. It's Nita
I don't
Baby.
Know anybody's names.
Okay, so
but
she.
I know.
She's like someone who. Her whole platform is like slutting men out. So she always like talks about, she treats them like whores. That's what she tells them. Love. Which is so funny because she just basically objectifies them the same way they objectify women.
Yeah.
But she just like says like, I'm going to push your boxers to the side. Like she says shit like that. She blew up and this is how I found her because she did a video about a man's summer like slutty outfit essentially. But it's like a fucking tight tank top and like gray sweatpants or something. Like when it's sweats. Hot outside and they go outside with like, she's like, you wear that tiny tank top, I'm slutting you out. Like you have like necklaces on.
I think a tank top is definitely.
A tank top, like a tight tank top.
I don't know about pants. Tight. I don't like sometimes like looser is better.
I agree with looser being better, but I think tight is slutty.
Definitely. Right. Or like one of those like booger is just staring direct eye contact. yeah, like or those shirts that like, I know this is so like local of me, but like that like cut the whole thing down the side except yeah. there's like an inch of fabric holding the bottom together yeah, and yeah. It, you see like the whole inside.
Yeah, you see the titties are out.
Yeah, it's yeah. like sometimes the...
You know what they call that? A stringer.
Ooh, that was as bad as I was afraid of it being. That was not great.
Yeah, like they cut the sleeves all the way down the yeah. side so their titties... So they could like... It just goes in the middle like that.
Yeah, and I'm like,
nipples out.
Go shirtless? Question mark.
Yeah, like, literally. What's the point of the shirt at that point?
Like you it's have that nothing. Privilege, just bitch. Titties out.
The titties are literally like nipples rock hard, even though it's hot outside. That type of vibe.
That's so specific.
That's a big slut.
That's a big wet pointy slut. And YouTube, just for the record, we are having fun and making humorous. Comments about this.
Yes.
We are not calling anyone sluts.
No, not at all. I celebrate you.
Yeah.
If that's what you want. And then, that's what I would say.
Would you say gray sweats?
Yeah, gray sweats.
See, I feel like maybe like those short shorts, like runner shorts, like.
Like gym. A 5-inch seam type B.
Yeah, like, but not like those like chubbies or whatever the fuck those
no,
are.
No, like
called.
Lululemon.
Yeah, like shorts. The flowy kind of.
Yeah, where the ass is like real prominent.
Yeah.
If the shirt's short enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who are you wearing that for? Not you.
The gym.
Wearing that for attention. For female attention.
Yeah.
You want me to look at you.
Yeah, wow. A slutty man outfit.
Yeah.
I guess they're just like a gym rat.
Yeah, that's who we're describing.
That's literally what we're describing. Essentially, like that's literally what we're describing. It's like, okay, if we had to do a going out, maybe like an open vest. Nothing
no
underneath.
No top?
Maybe that's a hot take.
Maybe like a loose fitting shirt kind of like this unbuttoned a
little
pilgrim
bit. Jason Momoa shirt
yeah
with some chunky turquoise
yeah
some yeah. long some Aquaman hair
yeah there you go no, and it's I just don't... my boyfriend yeah no I would say like
does your boyfriend have a slutty outfit
no he oh. dresses strictly for comfort I mean like he dresses nice though so that's good
but not slutty
mm-mm
damn
I know
he's got to step it up
I have him on a tight leash you know I don't want him showing for
so
other,
you are into BDSM
other.
Got
I
it.
Don't want him showing out for all these other bitches
yeah no that's
just
fair
kidding. He wears whatever
I'm
he wants
not. He wears whatever he wants that I lay out for him the night before at the end of his bed
just like
first
day of school
schoolboy. I feel like that's a fun place did we take a voicemail oh yeah how to boy yeah what a fucking weird way to end this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much, Drew, for coming on.
Oh my god, yeah,
I literally am so glad that this happened finally.
Me too.
You can come back anytime if you literally want to. If you don't, I totally understand.
I would love to. Yes. If you'll have me.
Baby, I will. I will. Be sure to check out Drew's podcast, The Comment Section, with Drew Afuelo. I always butcher it.
Afuelo.
Afuelo. Because
mm-hmm.
then I watched you on Curtis's, and he was like, Drew Afuelo. And I was like, yeah. That's not, I don't think, what she told. And
he's
I already
like, Afu. He said like Afuelo, but he said it kind of like Alo at the end a little bit. But
just so dumb.
I attribute that to him being Canadian. Maybe it's the accent.
So what are you attributing this to?
You just hate me. That's what I think.
So true. No, I'm kidding. But be sure to check out our podcast. It is like literally so much more functional than this and structured if that's like the kind of vibe you're looking for. And she's also just a great human. And
oh,
I
thank
love her.
You.
Check
love
her
you.
Out. We'll put links down below. We can do that. And yeah, subscribe, rate, and review. Patreon. I'm just thinking about my refried bean pool. So bye.
Bye.
Cowabunga. Splash.
Splash.